Welcome to the podcast. And today, for the first time ever, I have a guest. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Yeah? How shall we start? We were talking about what we would talk about, and obviously this is a spiritual podcast, so we will be talking about spirituality. But what we were doing earlier is some angel readings and healing, and that is the specialty of Teresa. She's also studying Reiki. And just a quick plug for, before I forget, for the Kindred Spirits event that will be coming up on the 1st of October. Tickets will go on sale early next month. And we will share the location then. But Teresa will be giving card readings. I'll be doing Reiki. And Georgina Sierra Astrology will be doing card readings as well. So make sure to keep the 1st of October free, and we will confirm the location and put those tickets on sale soon. So have you marked the calendar? Map the calendar. Come on, come on. Pause and then mark the calendar. And then come back. Okay, so we're back. See how seamless that is. So we were doing a reading, and it was, for me, it was very accurate and very helpful. Just confirmed what I already knew and what I needed to continue doing in terms of my spiritual journey. So speaking of that, nice segue into your spiritual journey. Was there a light bulb moment for you, or was there something in you that said, hang on a sec, I need to stop hiding in the woo-woo closet and come out? Was there any kind of event that happened?
Yes. I feel like it was a series of events, but I was tired of my energy just always feeling drained, always helping other people, doing things for other people. That's not really in alignment with my spirit. I wasn't actually connected to them in a spiritual way. I was just doing the same old things I've been doing for ages, but it was draining me. It was exhausting me. I wasn't taking much time into my own self-care. And so I thought, okay, what are some practices that actually naturally uplift me and connect me with spirit? And it made me go back to a course that I once started 2 years ago when I started opening up spiritually. 2 years ago, I started an angel energy healing course and a card reading, intuitive card reading course. And I took a break from that for a while. But I know that when I'm connected with my spirit and I'm allowing my intuition to flow, I naturally feel so good. It naturally uplifts me. And I was just feeling guided to go back to that. And I was looking back at what I had been doing, and I wasn't really doing much spiritually. I was just doing things, just using my mental, just using my mental body, just using my mind, using my physical body, and tiring myself out. I even had some health issues come up with my skin, and my skin was a big part of it, actually. Yeah, eczema issues, allergies, just things coming up. And it was during that time I realized, okay, I'm not looking after myself spiritually. I'm not dedicating that time. It's kind of like I've put my spiritual wants and needs to the side while I do things for everyone else. And yeah, that wasn't serving myself. So that was a big wake up moment. Like, okay, let's go back into this course that I started 2 years ago. It was something I started before I even started Reiki. It was at the very, very beginning when I wanted to dive into and new areas. And so I went back to this course and I redone it and I finished it and I started practicing the readings, and it's helped me so much. It's definitely helped me so much because I'm connected to what my heart has been wanting all along, is that listening to my intuition and building that skill of using my intuition and abilities, and also helping other people. I've always been drawn to helping other people, but now I can help other people in a way that helps me too, in a way that serves me too, in a way that aligns me. And so this, this is it was, yeah, just a series of not being in alignment for so long. That's what made me wake up, like, okay, go and finish these things that you started a long time ago and see how you feel afterwards. And every time I do a reading, every time I do a healing, I feel so uplifted in a way that nothing else can make me feel this way. And I know it's because it's part of my path, part of my calling. And so I'm stepping into who I'm meant to be, and it feels right. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Great story. And so it sounds like you were listening to your body. Your body's like, we're out of alignment, because the soul, I think we talked about it earlier too, the way I used to do it, I would do mind, body, soul, which can be very effective, but really the mind is going to get in the way and the ego is going to say, I need to change this pattern, this and this, and then the body's like, okay, I think I need, and the soul goes, hang on a sec, hello, that's us, we're the most important thing. We are a soul in a body with a mind. So you've got to listen to the soul first.
Yes.
Because if you don't listen to your soul, then the body is out of whack, the mind is out of whack, everything is wrong.
Yep.
Everything is wrong.
That's right.
And I know so many people who I've, and some have passed on, some haven't. And I'm like, oh my God, they could have benefited from spiritual help. But, you know, you've got to meet people where they are.
That's right. That's
another thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing your readings and studying Reiki and part of our event. So that's all very exciting. But where do you see yourself going in the next year or two with where you're at now? Like, it seems to be, you're going in a really beautiful spiritual journey, but where would you like to be in a year or two?
Oh, a year or two. I would like to be fully more in my power. Like, be more out there, out sharing what I want to share, speaking from my heart. Being so, like, embodying that, more embodied in with the qualities of love and compassion and authenticity, like being vulnerable, being just open about everything. Like, I got nothing to hide anymore, and it's like, when I have nothing to hide, there's nothing to fear anymore, because everything's just come out. And so I see myself in that area, in that space, where I'm just like a full force. I'm helping people in a more deeper way, in a way that I can connecting to them and sharing my own wisdom, like the wisdom coming down from my higher self, and channeling, it's like channeling my higher self out there more. And I've just starting that now, like, I'm literally just stepping out of the closet now. So I see myself there, like, I see myself like fully out there, and utilizing social media, utilizing the platforms that are available to me in sharing my messages, and just inspiring, uplifting anyone and everyone that comes my way. But yeah, I definitely see myself more strong, more in my power. And sometimes it scares me. Like, sometimes I feel that I'm going to be like this, that I'm going to be so, like, my energy is just going to be so strong, so magnetic. And it scares me. And it because I don't know I don't know exactly where this energy is going to take me. And sometimes I, like, kind of dim my light a little bit. Like, oh, like that's a bit too much, you know, like, you're being a bit too much. Let's shut up a bit, you know. And so, you know, that's just ego. That's just ego.
Imposter syndrome too. Yes. Saying, oh, I can't do it.
They can't do it. But I can. And I don't need to be scared of this light I don't need to be scared of it, because it's the light that exists in everyone already has this light too. And so if I can shine my light in the way that serves me, that's more authentic with me, it's only gonna do good. Like, it's only gonna uplift anyone else. Like, hey, the light you see in me is the same light in you too. And so I can be that inspiring force for other people. And yeah, I definitely, there's a lot of things that I haven't yet created, that there's a lot of things that I haven't found the courage to say yet and share about myself yet and be open about yet. But definitely in 2 years, I see all of those, those gone. Like, everything's out. Like, nothing. I'm fully supported and able to open up to anyone and everyone, even the people that I may find challenging to open up to. I feel like in the years to come, what are my problems now, they're not going to be my problems anymore. Definitely more in my power. And
it's a beautiful response, and so well put, because you are a communicator, you're a Gemini, and so being a Gemini, this life, as long as you tap into it properly and everything's coming from a good place, it's heart-centric, it's never going to hurt anyone. Mm-hmm. And if you do feel scared, you just meditate and talk to spirit. That's mm-hmm. I know, oversimplifying it possibly for the length of the episode,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't mean we won't have you on the podcast again. Mm-hmm. But I think that's such a beautiful thing to want to do for people, and you help them bring out their spiritual self and help them find light in the darkness, I think, because you are you've got this beautiful energy around you, and you're young, but you're not young. You're a very old soul in a young body, and I can sense that there's a lot of wisdom there that you need to tap into to help other people with their healing.
Yes.
So you're a healer, basically. Yes. We all have that capacity too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been beautiful having you on the podcast, and thank you for being my first guest.
Thank you so much.
First guest to my flat too.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed every moment, every second, so yes.
And we're going to go grab some yummy lunch now.
Yes.
So we better go before they close. Thanks everyone for listening, and I'll chuck some links in, so if they can follow you, I'll put mm-hmm. your Instagram handle maybe if they want to follow you there. And
thank you.
Blessings to you all. Love and light.